Hello, welcome back to Amateur Popcast. I'm your host, Atia, and with me here is...
Nico, I'm Nico.
The reason we're doing this episode is because I found the Am I the Asshole subreddit and on TikTok first, and I was like, oh my god, this is hilarious. I read them whenever I feel like bad about my own life, and I'm just like, there are people that are literally fighting over the randomest thing and asking the internet for advice, so it's great.
There's something super messy about it, right? Yeah. Like, it's just kind of funny to hear.
Also, you never know who's giving you advice. Like, it could be literally a 10-year-old giving you advice. How do you know, like, you're asking your marriage advice from who? Who are these people? Yeah. User 1234? Like, what do they know?
So there's something messy about the problem, and you're like, oh, man, thank God I'm not like this. And it makes you feel better.
In real life, I think about this, right? In real life, there are people in my life that I wouldn't go to advice for because I know of their own life, how they handle their situation. But apparently, when you're on the internet, it's like the Wild Wild West. People just like keep, and they will go and ask for advice from anybody. So what we're going to do today is read a bunch of Am I the Asshole and give you guys advice.
Oh my god, it's so funny. I love it. And then the comments are gold. That's the thing, the comments, the advice that's given is gold.
I love when people bandwagon on one thing and they're like, you're the asshole, why would you do this? And the person is like still flabbergasted. They're like, what?
But then the conclusions they come to,
the edits.
Oh my god. Anyways, so it's okay. Great.
Yeah.
But super briefly, we're going to just like read them how they're written. So if there's cuss words, if it's, you know, vulgarly stated, like we're going to just read it how it's written because we don't want to take away from the magic.
Yeah, we're going to give you our unsolicited advice and we're going to read some of the top comments too. So.
We haven't heard
each other's.
We haven't heard each other. So this is going to be fun.
Okay. Am I the asshole for backing out of paying for my sister's wedding dress over a joke she made? I had an incident on my wedding day back in 2017 where my former fiancé abandoned me and ran away with his pregnant mistress.
What an opening.
That image, those details are forever engraved on my mind, and I'll never forget how I felt that day. This was truly a turning point in my life. My family have always been there for me, so I kept close to them. My younger sister is currently engaged, and her wedding will be in a few months. She's struggling with money, so I decided to help her and her fiancé and pay for the dress. This allowed her to be able to buy her dream wedding gown that costs $7,000. It's a lot for a dress, but she literally cried because she wanted it. This happened a few days before we agreed to go buy the dress, by the way. We were eating dinner at my parents' home and my cousin and aunt were there. My aunt was asking my sister about the wedding and my sister said that everything was going according to plan and then casually laughed and said, let's just hope he won't run away with the pregnant mistress or something in our wedding. I was blown away completely. She laughed and my aunt laughed too as if this was a joke.
Oh my God.
Basically mocking what happened to me in my wedding. It happened so fast, I got up and started screaming at her, calling her an idiot, but my parents asked me to take it easy. And she said it was a joke and she didn't think I'd react so intensely. My aunt remained seated and my cousin asked me to calm down and drink some water, but I grabbed my stuff and as I was getting ready, I told my sister she was getting $0 for her dream wedding dress. Then I walked out. I heard louder commotion as I walked and my dad and my cousin followed me outside trying to talk, but I asked to be left alone. My dad spoke to me saying I was too harsh on my sister over a joke and said that I know this is how she is with her dark sense of humor. They said she's been crying after I decided to back out of helping her and said this ruined her wedding. They want me to reconsider my decision since it might damage my relationship with my sister, but I refused. Did I overreact? Info. It's my aunt that would usually bring up what happened from time to time and say stuff like, if what happened didn't happen, you would have had at least 2 kids now. Or, do you know what day it is? Your wedding anniversary. It's harsh, but she stopped doing it anymore. Maybe my sister is being influenced by her, but still, it hurt the same. And more coming from my own sister. Am I the asshole?
Ooh, that's so tough.
Dude, please, I would have backed out too. I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, it's like, one, she made that decision in a really like emotionally vulnerable like place. But
what was the reason for saying that? I don't get that. Like, how is that funny?
I agree. It's like, you know.
I wonder if there was drinking involved in this little brunch or dinner, whatever they're having. But, oh my God, that's so mean. Especially if it's not like something funny. It's kind of like, I'm sure it was very traumatic for this person on your wedding day. Pregnant mistress.
Yes.
And the aunt saying, like, egging it all, like, oh, you would have had two kids by now. Oh my God. Like, this aunt, she's like also an instigator. Like,
yeah. So I don't think OP is the asshole. I think like they should definitely calm down and, you know, then decide, right? And if they're like, no, this is really hurtful, I'm not doing this, fine, right? But because in that moment, it's such a moment of anger. I don't think she overreacted. I think that was a genuine emotional reaction. And honestly, I probably would have reacted the same.
I think the sister is the asshole.
I think the sister's the asshole.
Why the fuck would you say that? Oh yeah. My God.
I think the aunt is the biggest asshole. And I think her parents are assholes because no one's validating this person's feelings. Yeah, they're like,
what? Oh my God. She needs to, her whole family needs to go to therapy, first of all. And she needs to, she is doing this out of her own generosity, that giving $7,000 for a dress, which first of all, how much do wedding dresses cost? Is that how much it costs?
Yes.
Oh my God, that expensive. I didn't know that.
I didn't spend that much.
But she said, it was her dream wedding dress. And like, so you should be a little bit grateful that your sister is, out of her own generosity, buying your dream wedding, not just a wedding, your dream wedding. You were crying. Why would you say something so hurtful?
And honestly, if I were the younger sister, I would be apologizing profusely.
But that's the thing. She's crying because she said, you ruined my wedding because you won't pay for my dress anymore.
Exactly. Well, you know what? You ruined your own wedding.
And she's not even, I don't think she's apologetic for
saying. She said, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that. I can't stand it when people say mean things and then hide behind it saying, oh, I was joking. And I'm like, you can't do that. But it wasn't even,
where's the punchline? I guess so. I don't get it. Okay.
Leave the jokes to the comedians.
I'm going to read you some of the top comments.
Yes, yes.
Okay. This person said, this is how she is with her dark humor, quoting the aunt. Well, this is how I am with my dark sense of humor. Serious lack of self-awareness and simple respect from the sister. Charged remarks come with charged consequences, not the asshole. That's true. I mean, I just don't understand why you would say such a thing. So another comment said, let's all joke about someone's trauma and then get mad at them when they react exactly how you'd expect someone with trauma to react, not the asshole. Yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, it was like a very, it wasn't like, ha ha ha, I remember the time that you like lost your wallet in Vegas or something. It was like, no, the person you loved.
Who you were going to marry.
That you were going to have children with left you like on the altar for his pregnant mistress. Why would you bring that up right before? Like, first of all, why would you even want to talk about that before your wedding? Like, why do you want to taint your wedding with that image? Or, I don't know, I just feel like it's bad luck to bring that up on your own wedding, first of all.
But it's also like at your sister's expense. It's a joke at someone else's expense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
I just wonder what their relationship is like in reality. Like, how, if they're close, if this, she makes these kind of jokes often. She also didn't like specify their age, how old they are.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think it's interesting that everyone's like, you to the OP, the original poster, you're going to ruin your relationship with your sister. What about the sister ruining the relationship with OP?
No, but it was just a joke.
So stupid. I can't stand that. Anyways, she's not the asshole. And my final verdict on this is play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Or lose your wedding dress.
Your dream
wedding
dress.
Honestly, it's natural consequences, right? In the wild, if we were still in the wild, you did something like that, you would lose your next meal. So I just think a wedding dress, now pay for it yourself. Like, you know, if you're all that, if you think making jokes like this is okay, pay for it yourself. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read yours?
So, am I the asshole for not using the baby name my future mother-in-law picked for her unborn child?
Oh my God.
This one's a little bit sad, but it's also kind of like, whoa, right? Okay. So we got to have a mix of these things.
Okay.
So my boyfriend, 20 years old, and I, also 20, have been together for 2 years. We received news a few months that we're expecting. I never wanted kids, but I figured it was better to have them young than anything else. We found out not that long ago that we were expecting a girl. My boyfriend's mother has always wanted a granddaughter, as she had two boys, and my boyfriend's brother doesn't want kids, period. However, my boyfriend and I decided to keep the gender of the baby a secret until she's born. One evening recently, my boyfriend and I went out to dinner with his parents and the discussion of baby names came up. My boyfriend's mother kept asking what the gender was to be in order to decide a name. We explained that we wouldn't be announcing the gender until birth. She kept insisting we tell her as she needed to help with the name picking process. Problem number one, my comment. We explained to her that we were able to decide the names and it was our decision only. We also addressed that if it was a boy, we would have Scott as the middle name, as that was my father's name. He passed from cancer when I was 13. My future mother-in-law stated that if I get to name the damn baby after him,
the damn baby? Yes. Ooh, okay.
Then the girl's name should be McKenna. My boyfriend's mother was pregnant around 18 years ago and lost the baby during childbirth.
Oh my God.
The baby would have been a girl and she was going to name her McKenna. It's a heartbreaking story and I feel so horrible that she had to experience that. However, I didn't want my daughter to be named McKenna. I disliked the name, no offense, and my boyfriend had no connection with the baby. He was too young to even know what happened. Regardless of my opinion, if my boyfriend wanted to name our child after one of his loved ones, he could have stated that, but he hasn't. Mm. She insisted I was rude and selfish for not even considering McKenna as a name and that her baby had just as much of a right to be honored as my father. My boyfriend kept insisting that the idea was ridiculous. I was very close with my father. He was sick for years and I even had to watch him die. So naming a son after him would be him living on. He passed at 38, so it's to honor him. My boyfriend never even knew his mother was pregnant until after everything because he was so young and that the name McKenna had never even been brought up in their household until now. So, am I the asshole for not using the name my future mother-in-law picked for her unborn child?
Oh my God. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. So first of all, this mother-in-law has issues and I don't think it's really about McKenna.
Yeah.
I think she is upset that she's not as involved as she wants to be, or she wants to insert herself exactly. in this relationship, right?
Like, she needs to know the gender of the baby so that she can be a part of the name-picking process when it's not her place.
And she says, like, her boyfriend has never asserted himself saying, like, oh, I need one of our kids to be, like, named after a loved one. While she has, because her dad, oh my God, her dad died when he was so young. He was only 38. Wow, that's really yeah. sad. And if she has said that to her boyfriend, and the boyfriend has agreed, that's between them. That's not really about the dad. It's about between them coming to a conclusion together. But the mother-in-law, oh my God, this is like, I can guarantee you, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
And this mother-in-law is probably made their whole life hell. And she's the type of the mother-in-law that probably wore white to her wedding. You know, she's probably like, oh my God, it's silver. I can guarantee you. And she's kind of weird. I talked to you about, like, remember when I was like, there's some moms that are really like, they're just really obsessed with their sons
mm-hmm.
in a way that is almost as if that's their, like, husband.
There's an Oedipus Rex complex yes, going on. Yeah.
The way she wants to insert herself in their life is just so odd and good luck to her. She's gonna bring a baby to this family. This is gonna be a long journey. What Absolutely. Do you think?
I mean, I agree. I think, you know, I feel mm-hmm. for the mother-in-law. Yeah. This is a traumatic loss. Absolutely.
But you know what? Okay. How many years was that?
18 years ago.
I was 18 just years ago. And I think she's weaponizing that.
Yeah.
But didn't she say that her boyfriend didn't even know about this?
Yeah, basically, like, her own son didn't even really know about this until way after it happened because he was so young.
I just feel like if it was such a monumental moment for her in her own life, first of all, she doesn't really have the right to pass that down through her sister, to her daughter-in-law somehow. Yeah. Second, if it was so monumentally, I don't know, charged, why hadn't she brought it up? I'm not blaming her for that, but I feel like the son would know more about that. It's kind of odd that the son just found out because after finding out that they're going to name the baby's middle name Scott.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's odd because, like, when grief does funny things to people. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is just super painful for mm-hmm. the mother-in-law, and she never brought it up or didn't want her kids to feel bad. I mean, who knows, right?
But 18 years later?
Yeah, 18 years later, and then insisting that the baby needs to be named mm-hmm. after her.
But she didn't bring it up. She only brought it up after she found out that the baby was going to have the daughter-in-law's father's name. So it wasn't even like something that one of her wishes. It was like something to retaliate. It's like
tit for tat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I bet she does that a lot. So what are some of the top comments?
So the top comment with 8.2K upvotes and an award was, "Not the asshole, and I'd really strongly encourage you not to use the name McKenna, or she's going to turn your daughter into her lost child, and everything is going to relate back to what she wanted, expected from the child she lost."
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but that's so true. Like, if she really wants to, and that happens to a lot of women, like, once they have a baby. And I'm not saying not every woman, so don't come for me, because people love to do that. They're like, but what about, like, but my mother-in-law is great. Great. Good for you. I'm saying what happens to a lot of women after they have a baby of some sort, a lot of people in their family, including their husband, their mother-in-law, they just feel kind of an ownership over the baby, that a lot of the time women are seen as like, oh, like we have equal right on your baby that you grew in your belly. That you have, right? Like, people want to name your child. People want to, like, oh, I'm going to hold the baby when it's born, blah, blah, blah. I just think, I don't know, this mother-in-law is trouble. Mm-hmm. And she seems very toxic, not to use, like, big words, but she seems a little kooky. I would be scared of her. I feel like this is not the biggest problem they're going to have. It's going to, once that baby's born, I think she's going to want to have more control over that child, and it's gonna be those things like, oh, you shouldn't feed your kid that, oh, you shouldn't send it to this school, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't, you're not a good mother. It's gonna keep happening.
Yeah. The other comment, so a lot of comments saying that she's not the asshole, but some other comments are like, why are you having this baby?
What?
So, yeah.
Oh, so my god.
Okay. One person wrote, and this didn't get a lot of upvotes, mm-hmm. like over 200, but wrote in caps, info, quoting the post, "I never wanted kids, but I figured it was better to have them young than anything else. Does this mean you now want to have this baby and changed your mind, or that you still don't want kids? I'm actually more concerned about your rationale for having this baby." So again, comments are gold.
Wait, I don't get that. What does that mean?
So basically this person is saying, you just said in the beginning that you don't want kids, but now you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. So did you change your mind, or why are you still having this baby if you don't want kids?
I don't, how does that comment have to do anything?
I know.
Okay. Anyways. This person is just nosy.
And then the other comment, yes, I'm disturbed as well. I'm like, why are we using such strong words?
Okay, like, I mean, if somebody, I don't know how they conceived this baby, either it was an accident or she changed her mind. Either way, she has decided to keep the baby, so why does it matter? It doesn't matter to me.
I know plenty of people who didn't want kids, didn't want to be parents, had kids, and they're still great parents. So I don't think...
Should we give an advice, our unsolicited advice to this person?
Honestly, I think that first comment I read out loud was pretty good. Like, yeah. And also, boundaries.
I think the son needs to put boundaries on his mom.
Yeah.
I think it needs to come from him, because if I think it comes from her, then she's going to become the villain. And
She's calling her rude and selfish.
Yes, yes.
And so I think it does need to come from the son. Oh, it's the type of,
like, it's so cliche too. Like, she's going to be like, oh, like, you drove my son away from me. And it's a lot of times, it's like those, like, crazy moms that are, like, really controlling of their sons, and they're infatuated with the son. And then another woman comes in, they're like, hey, your mom is a little weird and kooky. And they start seeing their mom for who they are, and then they're like, oh my god, you have poisoned my son's mind. And it's like, no, I just told him maybe your mom shouldn't clean your whole house, and maybe she shouldn't baby you at the age of 38. I don't know. It's just odd. I don't know.
Anyways, so there's that. My vote, not the asshole.
Yeah, and I vote not the asshole.
And get your fiance to set boundaries with his mom.
I know. She needs to be.
She should go to therapy. The mother-in-law.
I doubt she would ever go to therapy, but yeah, she should. She should go to therapy.
And I say that kindly.
Okay, so number three. Am I the asshole for trying to prevent my wife from going on a tropical Christmas vacation without me?
Hmm.
My 31M Wives 29F, father, unexpectedly and tragically died back in 2020. He was deeply loved by his family and friends, and hundreds of people mourned his loss. His absolute favorite holiday was Christmas. He was responsible for bringing the Christmas spirit to the family each year. Because of this, his absence has been painfully noticeable during the past three Christmases and has caused my wife's family extreme mental anguish. Therefore, my in-laws recently decided that they would leave their cold home during Christmas of 2023 and spend a week in the Caribbean to forget their troubles. My in-laws really like my company, and I have spent the past seven Christmases with them. I have been invited to join them on this trip, but I am a firefighter / EMT, and it's impossible for me to leave my job for 8 days during Christmas. It will likely always be impossible for me to do such a big trip during the holidays until I retire. My in-laws understand and are saddened that I can't get off work, but have decided to still go on the vacation without me. I believe the vacation is a bad idea. It seems as though they're running away from their grief instead of dealing with it in a healthy way, such as therapy, which so far all of them have refused to participate in. I feel they'll still all be miserable and sad on Christmas, but with a change of scenery.
I already have some thoughts about this, but okay. I'm going to let you finish.
Me too. I originally tried to be understanding of this trip, but a very close friend, 31, female, of mine said that her leaving me behind was fucked up, which caused me to think a lot more about it. After a few weeks, I finally told my wife that although I knew she was trying to help her mother escape her sorrows, I felt somewhat abandoned and angry since she knew I would never be able to join her on this trip in the first place. I also told her that I felt that this trip was completely in vain and would not achieve any desired results. I asked if there would be a compromise or if the Caribbean really was the only cure to their sadness. I was told that I should be more supportive and this trip is just a one-time thing and that there was no alternative solution to the problem. I said that I didn't like the answer but was told that this was just the way things are and there's nothing more that can be done. I should point out that I can and likely will spend Christmas with a very close friend and my father's family who all live nearby, so it's not like I'll be left entirely alone for the holidays. However, it's still a bummer to be left behind by my wife on Christmas for a non-urgent reason. I also worry that this could turn into a tradition and that my wife might choose to leave the country each year, leaving me behind every Christmas for the next 25 years until I retire. I don't feel like I have any way to fix this problem, and I have no way to fight it except to say, please don't. I also feel like a real asshole for trying to stop my wife for trying to take care of her family's 3+ years of emotional trauma. Am I the asshole?
So yes. I say yes.
You were fast on that.
Yeah.
You know what? You want to know what bothered me about this whole post? That little snippet of like, I was fine with it until my very close female friend told me she's an asshole for leaving you behind. Who is this friend? Can we dive in more into this friend?
So my... let me start with saying like why I think he's the asshole. And I thought he was the asshole from the beginning of the story. And as the story progressed, it just confirmed it. One... grief, you don't go to therapy immediately for grief. Grief has a natural process and course, right? Just because you're sad because someone died, that's normal, doesn't mean you need to go to therapy, right? Like you can't be prescriptive and be like, oh, you suffered a loss, go to therapy.
Also, who are you to police people's grief? Are you at the grief police?
Exactly. Two, it's one thing if he doesn't think if it's going to work and that they're running away from their problems. But honestly, that's not his place. This is what they feel like they need to do, right? And if he's entitled to his opinion, but he can't like basically tell his wife, you can't go because it's not going to work.
I think it's deeper than that. I think he's just making an excuse about like, oh, I just don't think this is necessary. I think he's jealous. Okay.
Probably.
I think he's going a little kooky and this female friend is instigating this. I don't know if this, what is the relationship between him and his female friend? And why are you Why does a female friend feel confident enough to comment on your relationship, on your marriage?
Yes.
That is a problem. That's a little snippet, like, of...
Which means he's probably told her mm-hmm. about other stuff about
and she
marriage.
Has felt comfortable enough to talk shit about his wife. And what do you know about the wife? Like, why do you care enough to comment? Like, that makes no sense, right? Yeah. Also, he's a little weird about, like, oh, like, he's a firefighter, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you want your... She's like, I'm not going to be left alone. So why are you, like, I think guilt-tripping your wife being... You're leaving behind and you're an asshole for doing that. Is she not allowed to have her own life without him if he can't come on? They invited him.
Yeah.
They invited him. He couldn't make it. So, and she's like, oh, I love the part where he's like, I'm afraid that this is going to become a tradition for the next 25 years. On what basis, first yeah. of all? What? I just feel like he's a little unhinged and he's scaring me. I don't know.
I think he's the asshole. I think he's prioritizing his feelings mm-hmm. over everyone else's. Grief is a complicated process. His wife is also stuck between a rock and a hard place because she wants to support
yeah.
her who died again?
Her Sorry. Dad.
Her dad, right? Yeah. So it's her mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, I just feel like it's just so sad that he doesn't feel supportive of his wife and he doesn't see her grief as something to be... That's something that is... real and valid, and he's not there to support her. If anything, he should be like more supportive and be like, hey, like whatever you need to like help you through. Also, it's not like her long lost friend died, it's her dad.
Yeah, it's her dad. It's a big deal. So the other thing too
yeah
is like he can be bummed about it mm-hmm. that's fair.
You but he said bummed. He didn't feel a certain type of way about it
until
this other woman was like, oh my god, you poor thing, you were left alone by your mean little wife.
You know, our first Christmas after we got married, Omer, my mm-hmm. husband, our executive producer, no, just kidding,
he's not an executive producer, I fired him a long time ago,
him and my brother-in-law went mm-hmm. on a trip to Costa Rica and yeah. they traveled during the Christmas time because mm-hmm. That's when they could get flights and it was cheaper, and I didn't go with them because it was a brother's trip, and
yeah.
Omer didn't spend, I think we maybe spent Christmas together.
Okay.
I don't remember, but we were in Florida and he wasn't here for New Year's Eve. I was bummed, mm-hmm. but I wasn't going to be like, oh, don't go, I'm going to guilt you. Like, why couldn't you guys do this another time? Like, no, you know okay. what I mean? Like, it's okay. It happens. Spouses can be away from each yeah. other for important holidays every once in a while. You know, it's
also,
okay.
Also, let's say, like, I'm going to make it up scenario, right? Like, you and your parents and your family decide to go on a trip because of your grandmother's passing, right? And they're mm-hmm. like, hey, we're going to go honor her. We feel really sad. Your parents just really need you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, Nico, it'd be really great if you come. And Omar is more than welcome. And Omar's like, no, I can't go. I'm working. I can't go. And at first, he's like, okay, you can go, but... I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go to Dallas to my family. So he has his own family.
Yeah.
That he can go to and spend Christmas with. But suddenly he has a female friend at work that is like, your wife is shitty for leaving you for her to mourn her dead dad.
To quote what I said this morning.
What?
I'd fight people. I'd fight her and I'd fight him.
So this woman is a lot more patient than I would be. I would like, excuse yeah. me, who told you that? So, I don't know. How would you feel that if that was the scenario?
I told you I'd fight both of them.
Great advice.
Great advice right
according
there.
To Nico, you should throw hands.
Violence is the answer. I chose violence.
Yes.
What were some of the top comments? What were people saying?
There's also an edit. Should I read it?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Edit. I should point out that my wife regularly goes on vacations with her family without me about 2 or 3 times a year. I'm accustomed to that, and I'm not jealous of her trips. This is not a jealousy issue. It's more about wanting to be with my wife on Christmas and feeling frustrated at her family for not addressing their grief for a death that occurred 3+ years ago, instead leaving the country on holiday.
Again, he's being super judgmental.
Oh my god, he's so selfish.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. I don't think you get over your dad's death in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is that me? If, like...
I'm still not over my grandma's death 3 years later.
But even, I think, again, grandparents, in a sense, you expect... There's an expectation
for sure.
that they're going to be in your life for a certain amount of time, and then you will experience their passing away. You have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
But your parents, oh my god. Like, you know...
That's tough.
It's not something that you fathom. It's not something you think about. And I don't know. It's just, and they're also a very big part of your identity. They are, in a way, you, because a lot of who you are
yeah.
it comes from them.
So, and also, Christmas hasn't been the same for them since he passed. Like, it's a pain. And that's
making me emotional.
That's the thing about grief. Mm-hmm. Death anniversaries, birthdays, and holidays. Very painful.
Yeah.
Very painful. But anyways, top comment.
This one is... It makes me sad for the wife, actually. Okay. This comment has 17K upvotes and one award. You're the asshole. Your friend, air quote, needs to butt out. You should be happy your wife can celebrate her father with a trip this year. If it starts to become a yearly thing, you can cross that bridge when you come to it.
Agreed. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And then the comment under that said, it's very weird to me that this female friend is criticizing your wife and her family.
Yeah. What's her place in all of this? Mm-hmm.
Who is she? I really want to know this. I bet she's just one of those situations. She's my work wife. Another comment said, you're the asshole. This isn't about OP. This isn't something a wife and family are doing to OP as a way of punishing or disrespecting them. They're trying out a fun vacation and change of scenery to attempt to lighten up what has become a dark time of year. OP, don't be a Grinch because your work situation doesn't allow you to join in on the fun on this particular trip. It is a huge leap to assume that at this point it will become a yearly tradition. In the event it does continue and your wife continues to leave knowing how you feel without taking similar time to vacation with you, this becomes a different story. If, big if, that comes to pass, the ruling changes. Additional asshole points to the friend making comments to set off OP. I'm probably jaded from reading this up too much, but I kind of wonder about ulterior motives.
Yep.
I agree with that comment. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Like, people are just assholes over here, huh?
I know.
I'm so happy I'm single. I cannot deal with this. This is why it's... Okay, I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm going to say it. This is why women live longer when they're single, because men are not causing this kind of dumb distress. Like, this is just a dumb situation to be upset about. Like, please, just let... I feel like if the tables were reversed... He'd be upset at her for not letting him go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't respect my family. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Yeah. Ugh, whatever.
All right. This is more lighthearted.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not moving off of, in quotes, someone else's bike in a spin class? Oh. It's taking us back to high school. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, I, 28-year-old female, been going to the same gym for about a year, mostly attending the same three classes throughout the week. Okay. Each class is the same time, same day, each week. One of those classes is a spin class. This week, I couldn't make my usual class time, so I went to a different one. I arrived 10 minutes early so I could grab a bike, set it up, and start warming up. Important to note, I was the first person there. Within 5 minutes, the class was pretty full, with only two bikes left at the very back near a speaker. I normally avoid bikes in that general area because I find the speakers way too loud. About 2 minutes before the class started, some guy I've never seen before came up to me and said, "Hey, that's my bike. I always use that one."
Huh? Okay.
I looked up at the person and just said, "Sorry, I want to use this one, and I was here first. There are two free bikes over there." The person got quite antsy with me and started spouting off about how he, quote, hates all these new people coming to the gym and ruining his time, and that he didn't want to sit near the speaker, blah, blah, end quote.
Oh, my God.
However, he was forced to take one of the free ones because the instructor came in and started the class. The girl on the bike next to me... leaned over and told me I should have moved because Mike,
okay,
always uses that one and he's a legend around here or something to that effect.
Oh God, please be fucking furry. Mike the legend.
As a reminder, I've been coming here for ages and never heard of or seen this dude in my life. During
Mike the legend.
Mike's bike.
Mike the bike legend.
Okay. Sorry, I'm almost done. Okay. During the whole 45 minutes of class, I could feel Mike peering at me and it totally put me off. To make matters worse, the instructor even said, "Mike, why are you at the back this week?" through on the PA system before shrugging and then just continuing on. Once it was over, I could hear him talking to people about how annoying it is that people are ruining the gym, air quotes, and no one here has manners anymore, air quotes, etc., etc. And they were all agreeing with him. So, am I the asshole for not moving for this guy? I feel like I shouldn't care, but now I feel like I have to actively avoid this guy at all costs.
Wait, so did she change her time? Like, was she coming to this particular class?
All for this week... Mm-hmm. She never goes to this class time, but for this week,
Mike's class girl.
Yeah, but for this week, she couldn't make her usual class time, so she went to this one.
Does and
she
say got there
10 minutes early and was the first person there?
So did it mention how old these people were?
Just her age. She's 28-year-old female.
Oh my god. Okay, first of all, what? Okay, that's pretty funny. I just think I don't even know what to say because why are you? Why is this the hill they're dying on? I don't get it. Especially if you're late. Okay, if that woman that's like, oh my god, he's a legend, why don't you give him your spot?
Yeah.
Give your interesting. He's such a legend. Oh my god. And he's like, oh, I can walk in here late and not have you go in the back. What is this, a sorority? A frat? What is going on? Also, you can just tell, like, this guy, his whole personality is just this hour of gym class. He's just, his whole life depends on this, like, being famous at this gym,
being a legend or something.
Also, what does that mean? Like, what do you do to, like, I mean, I feel like any spin class you go to, you just, like, follow the instructor. How can you become a legend? Like, do you make commentary? Like, how does it work? What on earth? I can just imagine, you know what, in my head I'm imagining this, like, dude, or like really buff dude, and this, like, tiny little woman be like, hey, that's my spot. Oh, Herbie, I was here early. Well, do you know who I am?
It's like in high school or like in middle school, you know, like they don't always have assigned seating, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Of course, like I'm a creature of habit. I want to sit more or less in the same desk all the time, right? But I'm not going to make a big
adults,
deal.
Please.
Yeah. I mean, these are arguments children have. Oh, you know, God. Like has someone ever come up to you and been like, hey, that's my spot?
There are people that are in my life that I don't want them to be in my life, but, you know, it happens. But, yes, I know people that are that childish and would say stuff like that.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. But it's
a very particular type of people. You know who they are, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And those people are just looking for drama. Also, what? Like, okay, if you're such a legend, can't you just have fun in the back? I don't get it.
It's so ridiculous. Anyways, here's some comments.
Oh, my God.
This one's funny. This didn't have the highest upvotes, but the original poster commented on it, and it was pretty funny.
Okay.
This person wrote, not the asshole. First come, first served. I probably would have just given up the bike because I'm pretty non-confrontational, but good for you. Mike sounds like kind of a tool. Do you have any idea why he's a legend, in quotes? I'm so curious.
Oh my god, yeah.
And what the original poster...
That was my question. What does he do that he's such a legend? I'm confused.
And so the original poster wrote, honestly, normally I would just comply, but I cannot cope taking the bike near the speaker, so I spoke up. I think he's someone that's just been going to this gym for so long that he's made lots of friends. Or he's got some sordid past that I need to find out, lol.
Oh my god, what a weirdo. Okay.
And then the top comment was 3.1k upvotes, 2 awards, not the asshole, don't let this guy bother you, or be petty and show up early and take that bike every time.
But apparently everybody else was like ganging up on her, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm not understanding, why are not everybody else that are ganging up on her giving up their seats since he's such a legend?
I think, I don't know. I don't know if you've been to a lot of gyms, but I find that like sometimes, and I've seen ebbs and flows of this, but there are like gym cliques.
Yeah.
And I think this is just one of those situations.
That's so weird.
There was a gym, I mean, at the boxing gym I went to, there's always an iteration of a gym clique, right? And it's so stupid.
Well, I went to Orange Theory and everybody's a sorority girl there. So I didn't have anything in common with them, so there's no way. What am I supposed to talk to you about? Like,
yeah. And I get it. You go consistently at the same time. Mm-hmm. You make the same friends, whatever. Yeah. But like, it can be ridiculous.
I will give her, like, I, the reason I got rid of my membership at Orange Theory was the fucking music. Oh my God, it's so loud. It's blaring in your ear. So mm-hmm. I, props to her, I would not take that seat either, because it actually really is bothersome, and I don't understand why they do that or why they put equipment so close to a speaker, because it's not a pleasant place to be.
Yeah.
And it's not a good experience. So I get it. I wouldn't take that spot either.
Yeah, I agree. No. But anyway, so my verdict, not the asshole. And if she's feeling petty, I would totally support it.
I would just avoid that class because he seems like a dick, and so does everybody else in that class. But that's just me. Well, we have time for one last one, Nico. You want to take it home?
This one's the best one I've ever read.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Am I the asshole for not banning my daughter's bully from a family event? This goes back a bit. My daughter, Sam, is 17. In fourth grade, 9 years old, she had a bully, Emily. She would make fun of Sam's clothes and spread some rumors. This was fourth grade, so some of their classmates didn't want to interact with her. Anyways, we got to the bottom of it, and Emily got in trouble for bullying. This went on for a few weeks, the start of the school year, and was shut down quickly. The school did the right steps, and Emily left her alone. Emily had to give an apology also, and 2 weeks of detention. After that, they didn't interact much, but Emily was civil. In sixth grade, she gave another apology in the form of a letter. She started being friendly to Emily, but they never formed a friendship. She really grew out of being a bully and overall decent person. She went on to be one of the popular kids in school and never heard of a problem with her since. Only good things since. Now they are both in senior year of high school. Sam's cousin started to date Emily in junior year. We are hosting an Easter hunt at the house this weekend. It's a general rule that family can bring extra people. Sam's cousin is bringing Emily. I learned this today. Sam was pissed and told me to ban her from coming. I told her no, and an argument broke out. Oof. She doesn't want her bully at the event, and I told her this happened when she was 9 and that she needs to get over it.
Oh my God.
My other daughter is on her side, but the rest of the family really thinks it's time to move past this. It's been 10 years, and Emily has been nothing but nice since. There are multiple updates and edits to this, so I'm going to stop here.
Oh my God. Okay, first, I think I get why she would say, like, no, but also it's been 10 years. She's apologized multiple times. And unless the bullying was severe, I guess they live in a very small town that everybody's dating each other. It's, what are the odds that your cousin is dating your bully? But yeah. I can see a little bit both sides, but I think, again, because they were 9, if it was like more in middle school or like in high school, I would see. But 9, I don't know. How did they clarify like what the bullying was?
I will tell you what they clarified. But first, originally, comments. This one got 2 awards, 2.2K upvotes. And okay. It just says, you're the asshole.
Okay.
And so a lot of commentators originally commented, like, you're the asshole, ban this girl, side with your daughter, right?
Okay.
And then some people, some with critical thinking skills, asked what was the extent of the bullying. Uh-huh. So, edit.
Oh, no.
First edit.
Okay. Oh, no. First edit. How many edits are there? Whoa, okay.
She is not being bullied. I know this 100%. Emily has been nothing but civil or nice to her since the punishment in fourth grade when she was 9. Since people are asking for examples about the bullying, Emily never did anything physical, sexual, or racial. Oh. She made fun of her clothes. Huh? Sam really liked bright neon colors at the time. Huh? She got she got called a traffic cone when she would. When she would wear orange, for example. The rumors were. It gets better. The rumors were she was colorblind since of what she wore.
Oh my God.
She's not colorblind. She just liked bright clothing that didn't match. Oh my God, my face is turning red. Okay.
At 9.
So that was the first edit. And then the second one, with all the overwhelming you're the asshole comments.
Yeah.
Looking at all the cousins, I mean, looking at all the responses, I will ask the cousin to not bring Emily.
Oh, no.
Second update.
Oh, no. Wait, before that, calling somebody a traffic cop when you're 9 is very 9-year-old behavior. That's not bullying.
It's also really
I guess
funny.
It's a little bit bullying, but I guess she wrote, she was punished and she wrote a letter and she's apologized multiple times. I think she has done her time for the crime. I think, for me personally, I think just for because she called her a traffic cone when she was 9.
And she's not currently being bullied. Some people were asking, like, how do you know that your daughter's not currently being bullied by Emily?
And it wasn't racial, sexual, or anything. So it was just a child being really big mouthed and witty.
That's it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, read the updates. Oh my god.
Okay. Well, did that. I'm not hosting the event anymore. Cousin and Sam got in an argument after I asked. It was not good. Cousins brought up all the crap she did when they were kids. Huh? She was a big prankster as a kid. He told
her... Wait, the girl that said I was bullied, that one?
Yeah, she was a big prankster and apparently did a lot of stuff to the cousin as kids. He told her that, well, I don't forgive all your crap either. No one is going to show up to the event at my house. It's happening at my sister's. Everyone is invited but Sam. The family has exploded. I'm getting off this site. I should not have come to this subreddit.
Wait, so it turns out Sam was the bully all along?
Well, she was just a prankster.
Okay, but when she does something, it's a prank. But when somebody else calls a traffic cone, it's bullying.
Exactly. And so her cousin was like, well, I don't forgive you for that. And the whole family exploded because poster, the adult... told his nephew to not bring Emily because he was listening to the advice on Reddit.
This is a great way to end this. So this guy ruined his family by coming to the internet and asking for advice instead of just, you know, doing critical thinking. I think that's beautiful. That's a beautiful analogy to end this podcast, that everything we just said... Everything we just did, don't listen to us or anyone on the internet, because you probably know your family and your situation more than anyone else on the internet. What do you think about the situation?
I mean, dude, like, no, I would have told, I think OP was right the first time, telling his daughter to grow up.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. Like, it's over. But the fact that he decided because of Redditors, I don't know.
Oh, so that was what he was going to do. He was going to be like, get over it.
He or she, right?
Oh, okay.
That's what they initially told their daughter. But then they asked, like, well, am I... But because the daughter and his or her other daughter, the sister, basically told them, like, no, you're being mean. You need to side with your Sam, your daughter.
So this is Reddit's doing.
This is Reddit's doing. This person was fine before they came to Reddit.
Funny. How great. So moral of the story, don't listen to comments on the internet.
This comment sums it up really well. This post is a fantastic example of how Reddit black and white thinking translates to real life.
Oh my god,
but anyways, on that note, Atya, have you ever asked the internet for advice?
I'm trying to think if I've ever asked the internet for advice. I don't think I've ever asked the internet for advice. No, I have not. Have you?
Yeah. It was mostly, I was on, like, a therapist subreddit, and it was, like, work stuff, right? Mm. Like, I was having, like, basically, like, issues with some coworkers, and I tried to go to my supervisors, and they weren't super supportive, so I was like, am I going crazy? Like, is this, like, have I gone nuts? Because so much of it was passive-aggressive, and as a Latina...
As a Latina.
Okay. As a Latina, passive aggressiveness doesn't exist in our culture. So
you're just aggressive.
We're just aggressive or passive, but not both at the same time. So I just didn't know if like I was taking things too personal or whatever. And so that was the stuff I asked. That was really it. And it was validating to hear people be like, no, yeah, that's condescending what that person said to you. But
was it helpful? Did it ruin your life?
It didn't ruin my life, no, because I didn't ask them what to do. It was just more like, am I crazy? Like, am I reading this right?
I think I'm trying to understand from the perspective I have from that last post about how Reddit ruined that person's family and now they're not the host of their dinner anymore. I think you guys should probably stop asking people on the internet for advice, because you never know who people are giving relationship advice. How do you know they have a good relationship?
Yeah.
How do you know they have good cognitive abilities? I think there is some room for people being like, oh, getting basically a poll.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, am I crazy? Is this gaslighting or whatever? I get that. But then asking for explicit advice on what to do, they don't know your situation. They don't know your family. They don't know, like, how much you're leaving out.
And, you know,
seek a real therapist.
Yeah. Well, technically, we don't give advice, but you know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, but basically, like, you know, I would ask Omer about it. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, of course he's going to support me, right? Because he knows me. So I'm like, but maybe if I tell a bunch of strangers and mm-hmm. see what they think. And it turns out they thought the same thing. But when it comes to, like, asking what to do, mm-hmm. I'll ask Omer 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
For sure.
Moral of the story, do not uninvite people because Reddit told you so. Okay? Sort out between each other. And also, don't take our advice on this podcast.
No, please don't.
I don't want to get any emails being like, you guys told me to do this and now I'm estranged from my family. I don't want that. I'm sorry.
We never told you anything. Anyways, I'll take
That's
us out.
That's why we're amateurs. We're not good at this.
It's in our name, okay? It's in our name. Slight update and change of plans. Instead of posting every 2 weeks, we're going to be posting every 3 weeks on Mondays. So look out for our episodes every 3 weeks on Monday. That's when the new drop is. If you've ever asked the internet for advice, please email us your stories at amateurpopcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at amateur_podcast. And we're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube.